Fever, a Nameless Detective Novel by Bill Pronzini, narrated by Nick Sullivan.
Author's note: this novel was conceived prior to the abrupt passage of a 2006 federal law that severely restricts and criminalizes the funding of internet gambling. The reader, therefore, should keep in mind that the events depicted herein took place before the enactment of that law, when online bettors were permitted to wager as much and as often as they liked and could finance their bets with credit cards, electronic fund transfers, and personal checks. Chapter 1. It took us a week to find Janice Krocek. The little piece of irony in that was the entire time she was living in an apartment hotel less than 15 blocks from our South Park offices. Not that we could have had any idea of her whereabouts at the start, aside from the fact that her husband believed she was somewhere in San Francisco. It was the fourth time in 4 years that she'd disappeared from their Oakland Hills home. The other times, the city was where she'd gone. The longest she'd stayed away was 6 days, and she'd always returned home voluntarily. This time, she'd been missing 12 days before Mitchell Krocek filed a missing persons report, and 3 weeks before he decided to hire private investigators. It wasn't that he was unconcerned, he said. It was just that he'd been through it all so many times, and his financial situation was shaky, thanks to his wife and her compulsion. Jake Runyon was the one who finally located her. Bloodhound Jake. In the days when I ran a one-man...